Part 3. You will hear an interview with a clinical psychologist, Shailene Pham. Complete the sentences 21 to 30, which summarise the information from the text. Use one or two words in your answers. The number of words is indicated in brackets. Write your answers on the answer sheet labelled with a pen. Now you have 2 minutes to read the sentences. Now listen to part 3.
Shailene Pham, PhD, is a licensed psychologist who is also an author, coach, and speaker. She earned a doctoral degree in clinical psychology from the California Graduate Institute and has been in practice for over 10 years. It was during her decade of practice that Pham founded her company, Psychological Services and Holistic Health, with the abbreviation PSHH. Passionate about what she does, Pham considers her work a mission, not just a career. The areas of her clinical focus include children, adolescents, and adults with mood disorders, for example, depression, bipolar disorder, trauma, and addictions. Did you grow up wanting to be a therapist?
Well, I actually had always wanted to become a brain surgeon. It didn't quite work out when in a biology class I had to dissect a frog and I didn't have a steady hand. Since I knew I couldn't do brain surgery with that kind of hand, my next choice was the field of psychology, which I absolutely loved. I remember my first psychology text. I read it and read it and read it. I didn't have to work at it. It came naturally, almost like a gift.
How would you advise students who are studying for their bachelor's in psychology but are uncertain about going immediately into a master's program?
After getting my bachelor's in psychology, I took a year off to work for a non-profit organisation. During that time, I worked with adolescents who were either at risk or already in the criminal youth system. I believe that if a student isn't sure about going into a master's programme, that this is a wonderful time and opportunity to get involved and experience the big picture. There is a lot of money involved in becoming a counsellor, so any chance a student has to get hands-on experience is important.
What is unique about your work with clients?
I wanted to bring a highly competent team together to focus on providing holistic health services for our clients. Our attitude is integrative to accommodate the unique needs of values and circumstances. Our emphasis at PSHH focuses on the client's strengths to promote self-empowerment and independence. We utilize cutting-edge proven techniques and evidence-based treatment methods. We also believe in the interconnectedness of the emotional, physical, intellectual, and spiritual to your whole well-being.
Recently, There were ads on the internet for psychologists willing to meet with clients strictly on the internet using Skype, etc. Do you practice in this manner?
As we move into this 21st century, we seem to be taking everything online. In that area, I essentially use it for scheduling appointments. I utilize the internet for that a lot. As far as Skype, that is something I do in conjunction with in-person counseling. There is nothing that can compete with the intimacy of having the person right in front of you. With therapy, there are a lot of things that are said, but as an experienced psychologist, I also pick up on things which are left unsaid. With Skype, I can only see the little square with a face. I don't see the things the client is doing with their hands, with their feet, shifting, all of that. It's not a complete picture. I wouldn't do counselling exclusively through Skype.
I understand that you have a book due for publication in October. About which topics can we look forward to reading?
Well, the title of the book is The Joy of Me, Uncover Your Loving Self Through the Art of Being Selfish. What I focus on in the book is how you can be happier with yourself and be more satisfied in your relationships. You can be selfish and have people love you for it. The chapters in my book are, for example, how to let go of guilt and shame, the expectations and pressure you have put on yourself, the false identity you have taken on, and lots of other useful things.
What advice would you give someone who wants to become a psychologist?
If you are getting into the field of psychology, do it because it is your choice. There is something you love or enjoy about the career. If you are entering the field because someone else said you should, then this is the time to reevaluate. Pay attention to your inner voice. As you go through the process of becoming a therapist, there will be times you get tired and you will have doubts. You might think, oh my gosh, it's going to take 7 years and cost all this money. But you have to remember, if you enjoy it, it doesn't feel like working. If instead you are thinking that you can't wait to get finished and get the process over with, then that's a yellow flag, an indication that you have something you need to look at. It's important that your heart and mind are in harmony. It's important that the decision to become a therapist is a decision you make for yourself because you love what you will be doing.
Now listen again.
Shailen Pham, PhD, is a licensed psychologist who is also an author, coach, and speaker. She earned a doctoral degree in clinical psychology from the California Graduate Institute and has been in practice for over 10 years. It was during her decade of practice that Pham founded her company, Psychological Services and Holistic Health, with the abbreviation PSHH. Passionate about what she does, Pham considers her work a mission, not just a career. The areas of her clinical focus include children, adolescents, and adults with mood disorders, for example, depression, bipolar disorder, trauma, and addictions. Did you grow up wanting to be a therapist?
Well, I actually had always wanted to become a brain surgeon. It didn't quite work out when in a biology class I had to dissect a frog and I didn't have a steady hand. Since I knew I couldn't do brain surgery with that kind of hand, my next choice was the field of psychology, which I absolutely loved. I remember my first psychology text. I read it and read it and read it. I didn't have to work at it. It came naturally, almost like a gift.
How would you advise students who are studying for their bachelor's in psychology but are uncertain about going immediately into a master's program?
After getting my bachelor's in psychology, I took a year off to work for a non-profit organization. During that time, I worked with adolescents who were either at risk or already in the criminal youth system. I believe that if a student isn't sure about going into a master's program, that this is a wonderful time and opportunity to get involved and experience the big picture. There is a lot of money involved in becoming a counselor, so any chance a student has to get hands-on experience is important.
What is unique about your work with clients?
I wanted to bring a highly competent team together to focus on providing holistic health services for our clients. Our attitude is integrative to accommodate the unique needs of values and circumstances. Our emphasis at PSHH focuses on the client's strengths to promote self-empowerment and independence. We utilize cutting-edge proven techniques and evidence-based treatment methods. We also believe in the interconnectedness of the emotional, physical, intellectual, and spiritual to your whole well-being.
Recently, there were ads on the internet for psychologists willing to meet with clients strictly on the internet using Skype, etc. Do you practice in this manner?
As we move into this 21st century, we seem to be taking everything online. In that area, I essentially use it for scheduling appointments. I utilise the internet for that a lot. As far as Skype, that is something I do in conjunction with in-person counselling. There is nothing that can compete with the intimacy of having the person right in front of you. With therapy, there are a lot of things that are said, but as an experienced psychologist, I also pick up on things which are left unsaid. With Skype, I can only see the little square with a face. I don't see the things the client is doing with their hands, with their feet, shifting, all of that. It's not a complete picture. I wouldn't do counselling exclusively through Skype.
I understand that you have a book due for publication in October. About which topics can we look forward to reading?
Well, the title of the book is The Joy of Me, Uncover Your Loving Self Through the Art of Being Selfish. What I focus on in the book is how you can be happier with yourself and be more satisfied in your relationships. You can be selfish and have people love you for it. The chapters in my book are, for example, How to Let Go of Guilt and Shame, the expectations and pressure you have put on yourself, the false identity you have taken on, and lots of other useful things.
What advice would you give someone who wants to become a psychologist?
If you are getting into the field of psychology, do it because it is your choice. There is something you love or enjoy about the career. If you are entering the field because someone else said you should, then this is the time to reevaluate. Pay attention to your inner voice. As you go through the process of becoming a therapist, there will be times you get tired and you will have doubts. You might think, oh my gosh, it's going to take 7 years and cost all this money. But you have to remember, if you enjoy it, it doesn't feel like working. If instead you are thinking that you can't wait to get finished and get the process over with, then that's a yellow flag, an indication that you have something you need to look at. It's important that your heart and mind are in harmony. It's important that the decision to become a therapist is a decision you make for yourself because you love what you will be doing.
Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks. The listening section is now over. Please stop working on this section. Now go on to the next sections of the test.